Good afternoon.
Well, when in the early morning, about 6 o'clock, do you call that sunup or sunrise or what?
Well, I say sunup, but I have heard of you sunrise, or the sun is rising.
Do you hear that here or somewhere else?
No, over here. No, let's see. Well, what time is the sun going to rise? Look, the sun has risen. See?
Well, what about today is Friday. So Thursday, you would say, was...
This is Friday. I say yesterday was Thursday.
And Saturday is...
Tomorrow is Saturday. Is that what you all do? Yeah, after all, we're civilized.
Well, how do you refer to something like if somebody came on Sunday, but not this past Sunday, the first of the week, but the Sunday before that?
You mean somebody came last Sunday?
When would last, which Sunday would last Sunday?
Last Sunday would be last Sunday.
The 8th of... Today is the 13th.
Yeah, it would be last Sunday.
Oh, and the Sunday before that, what would that be?
Sunday before last. And then this Sunday, I'd say, well, this Sunday is the one that's coming up.
And what about the one after that?
Now you're trying to trap me here. Sunday after next.
And
from then on, it'll be the third Sunday. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, there's a word that some people call about 15 days. About 15 days. If someone stayed in your house about that long, you say, well, they stayed about how?
About 10 days, 15 days.
Would you ever say anything else? What about 14 days?
Well, I'd say 2 weeks. I mean, I would say that we're about 2 weeks.
Do you ever hear fortnight?
A what?
A fortnight?
Fortnight? No. I know what you mean. No, we don't use fortnight down here at all.
Did they ever use it down here? Did you ever hear that when you were a child or anything?
No, I don't think I ever heard fortnight. Well, it was either 2 weeks or 10 days or... my mother passed away on the 13th of February, and she was buried the 14th. I thought of that today. I was looking at the calendar that way back in 1903. She died in Brownsville, was buried down there. 13th of February. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think there's so much difference. Well, I know the people from the north. I don't know how many people. Well, I know there's more times that I have fingers and toes. And I'll give you an example. Not long ago, I was walking down the park, walking around, and a man was coming out of the bus station. You know, we have a bus station right down there. And he crossed over to the park, and I stood there, I was looking at something across at the bus station, and he walked over to me, a young chap, and he said, we got to talking. And he asked if I went a visitor, and I said, no. And I said, are you? And he said, well, we have a little place in San Juan. And he said, ride up on a bicycle. And he said, I was leaving it over there. And he was heading over to the library here, and he was taking lessons in Spanish. And he looked at me, and I almost knew what he says, you know, he says, you speak Spanish, don't you? And I said, yes, I said, I speak Spanish. And he said, well, you know, the moment you started talking,